1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Section A. 1. We've seen so much about Australia. To us, the beauty of Vienna and Paris is breathtaking too, but what we want to see most are the Great Pyramids in Egypt.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Question. Which place will they most probably visit next?2. Mr. White brought some paper, paints and brushes today.
Yes, he needs them for his students at the high school.
Question. What is probably Mr. White's occupation? 3. I wish I hadn't thrown away that reading list.
I thought you might regret it. That's why I picked it up from the waste paper basket and left it on the desk.
Question.What do we learn from the conversation?
4. I hope you like the novel I lent you. I wasn't sure whether it was the kind of book you would be interested in.
You know, I had the same doubt at first, but once I started, I simply couldn't put it down.
Question. What does the man mean?
5. What a boring speaker.I could hardly keep from falling asleep.
Oh, in fact, it's been a long time since I heard anyone as good.
Question. What does the woman mean?
6. That's a shame about your car.
Yeah, and just a few months ago, I spent $500 into it. And just a few months ago, I put $500 into it, and I hoped it would make it through another year.
Question.What can be inferred about the man's car? 7. Don't you think this candlelight dinner is romantic?
Well, at least I don't have to look at the food.
Question. What does the man imply? 8. Hi, Henry. Don't forget to drop that book off at the library on your way home.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I'm on my way.
Question. What will the man probably do next? 9. Daddy, I have decided to give up science and go to business school.
Well, it is your choice, as long as you pay your own way. But I should warn you that not everyone with a business degree will make a successful manager.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 10.Joe, I thought your article on the school newspaper was right on target. You certainly convinced me anyway.
Thanks, Mary. Unfortunately, based on the general response, you and I are definitely in the minority.
Question. What does the man mean?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation.And you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Hello.I'm Rod Ellis. Before we start our first lab, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the workbook we will be using. The first thing I'd like to point out is that the workbook contains a very large amount of materials, for more than you could ever handle in a single semester. What you are supposed to do is to choose experiments and activities that you want to do, within a certain framework, of course.Part of my job is to help you make your choices. Next, I'd like to mention that in each workbook chapter, there are usually two subsections. The first is called experiments, and the second is called activities. In the experiments section, the workbook gives full instructions for all the experiments, including alternative procedures. You may use the procedures you wish on the basis of available equipment or personal preference. In the activity section, you will find suggestions for many experiments, exercises, and projects that you can do at your own time. You'll see that there are usually no detailed instructions for the activities. You are supposed to do them in your own way. Okay, let's turn to Chapter 1 now. Hello, I'm Rod Ellis. Before we start our first lab, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the workbook we will be using. The first thing I'd like to point out is that the workbook contains a very large amount of materials, for more than you could ever handle in a single semester. What you are supposed to do is to choose experiments and activities that you want to do, within a certain framework, of course. Part of my job is to help you make your choices. Next, I'd like to mention that in each workbook chapter, there are usually two subsections. The first is called experiments, and the second is called activities. In the experiments section, the workbook gives full instructions for all the experiments, including alternative procedures. You may use the procedures you wish on the basis of available equipment or personal preference. In the activity section, you will find suggestions for many experiments, exercises, and projects that you can do at your own time. You'll see that there are usually no detailed instructions for the activities. You are supposed to do them in your own way. Okay, let's turn to Chapter 1 now. Questions. 11. What is the speaker mainly talking about?
12. How are the activities different from the experiments?
13. When does the speech most probably take place?
Questions 14 through 17 are based on the following passage. Teenagers who switch off the TV and sit down to family meals are less likely to suffer eating disorders. And kids who are used to eating round the table are less likely to take up smoking to lose weight. Researcher Barbara Fees said, "The common belief is that teens don't want to be around their parents very much, and that teens are just too busy for regular meals with the family. Parents may not be able to get their families together around the table 7 days a week, but if they can schedule 3 family meals a week, they will safeguard their children's health in significant ways." Professor Fees spoke out after reviewing 17 studies on eating patterns and nutrition, involving almost 200,000 children and teenagers. She has found that teens who eat at least 5 meals a week with their families are 35% less likely to be disordered eaters. Even 3 family meals a week helped, with youngsters 12% less likely to be overweight than those who ate with their families less often. They were also 24% more likely to eat healthy foods and have healthy eating habits than those who didn't share 3 meals with their families. Teens can also use family meals as a time to get their thoughts across. Teenagers who switch off the TV and sit down to family meals are less likely to suffer eating disorders. And kids who are used to eating round the table are less likely to take up smoking to lose weight. Researcher Barbara Fees said, "The common belief is that teens don't want to be around their parents very much, and that teens are just too busy for regular meals with the family. Parents may not be able to get their families together around the table 7 days a week. But if they can schedule 3 family meals a week, they will safeguard their children's health in significant ways. Professor Fees spoke out after reviewing 17 studies on eating patterns and nutrition, involving almost 200,000 children and teenagers. She has found that teens who eat at least 5 meals a week with their families are 35% less likely to be disordered eaters. Even 3 family meals a week helped, with youngsters 12% less likely to be overweight than those who ate with their families less often. They were also 24% more likely to eat healthy foods and have healthy eating habits than those who didn't share 3 meals with their families. Teens can also use family meals as a time to get their thoughts across. Questions 14. What does the passage mainly suggest parents should do?
15. According to the common belief, why don't teenagers have family meals?
16. How much percent of the teenagers are more likely to have healthy eating habits when they eat 3 meals a week with their family?
17. Which of the following is one of the benefits of family meals? Questions 18 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hey, Angela, look what I bought.
Wow, cool cell phone. Wasn't that model just released yesterday? Buying it so quickly seems a bit in a hurry.
Not at all. I've known for a long time that I wanted it.
I'm surprised you didn't want to read some reviews first.
Why would I do that? I've had my eye on this phone for months.
Product reviews tell you whether the phone actually performs the way the company claims it does.
I've bought all of my phones from this company and have never had a problem. Besides, I'd rather be one of the first people to try out their latest model.
New phones are too expensive to buy without doing some research. Not to mention I'd rather wait for the price to drop.
But the new technology is worth the full price. I don't want to be using something that is out of date.
Well, I'm happy to take my time with purchasing expensive items.
Taking your time is one thing. I seem to remember that you still haven't bought a vehicle. You've been looking for one for more than a year.
Yeah, but I don't want to rush into buying a car. Vehicles are a big investment and should be chosen carefully.
But if you just keep comparing options, you'll never buy a car. You should just pick one and buy it.
It's not that simple. There are a lot of things to consider. Well, I hope your cell phone doesn't give you any problems.
Hey, Angela, look what I bought.
Wow, cool cell phone. Wasn't that model just released yesterday? Buying it so quickly seems a bit in a hurry.
Not at all. I've known for a long time that I wanted it.
I'm surprised you didn't want to read some reviews first.
Why would I do that? I've had my eye on this phone for months.
Product reviews tell you whether the phone actually performs the way the company claims it does.
I've bought all of my phones from this company and have never had a problem. Besides, I'd rather be one of the first people to try out their latest model.
New phones are too expensive to buy without doing some research. Not to mention I'd rather wait for the price to drop.
But the new technology is worth the full price. I don't want to be using something that is out of date.
Well, I'm happy to take my time with purchasing expensive items.
Taking your time is one thing. I seem to remember that you still haven't bought a vehicle. You've been looking for one for more than a year.
Yeah, but I don't want to rush into buying a car. Vehicles are a big investment and should be chosen carefully.
But if you just keep comparing options, you'll never buy a car. You should just pick one and buy it.
It's not that simple. There are a lot of things to consider. Well, I hope your cell phone doesn't give you any problems.
Questions 18. Why is the woman surprised when knowing the man has bought the newly released cell phone?
19. What does the man think of his new cell phone?
20. What can be learned about the woman from the conversation?